disabled. He sat in a wheelchair waiting for dark and shivered in his ghastly suit of grey, legless, sewn short at elbow. Through the park, voices of boys rang, saddening like a hymn, voices of play and pleasures after day, till gathering sleep had mothered them from him. About this time, town used to swing so gay, when glow lamps budded in the light blue trees and girls glanced lovelier as the air grew dim. In the old times, before he threw away his knees. Now he will never feel again how slim girls' waists are, or how warm their subtle hands. All of them touch him like some queer disease. There was an artist, silly for his face, for it was younger than his youth last year. Now he's old, his back will never brace, he's lost his colour very far from here. Poured it down shell holes till the veins ran dry, and half his lifetime leapt in the hot race, and leap of purple spurted from his thigh. There was a time he liked a blood smear down his leg after matches, carried shoulder high after football when he'd drunk a peg. He thought he'd better join. He wonders why. Someone had said he'd look a god in kilts. Aye, that was it. And maybe too, to please the giddy jilts, he asked to join. Didn't have to beg. Smiling, they wrote his lie. Age 19 years, Germans, he scarcely thought of. All their guilt and Austria's did not move him. And no fear of fears came yet, he thought. Jewelled hilts for daggers in plaid socks, esprit de corps, hints for young recruits, care of arms, pay arrears. Soon he was drafted out with drums and cheers. Some cheered him home, but not as crowds cheer goal. Only a solemn man. He brought him fruits, thanked him, and then inquired about his soul. Now he will spend a few sick years in institutes and do what things the rules consider wise. Tonight he noticed how the women's eyes passed from him to young men that were whole. How cold and late it is. Why don't they come and put him into bed? Why don't they come?